1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, we mentioned we have all kinds of advisories out there through this afternoon. Kristen Thorne is stationed, I believe, in West Hampton. And
I am.
Always great to hear from you. Channel 7 Eyewitness News following Jose. Now, you can probably call it a nor'easter at this point in time, right, Kristen?
That's what I would call it, yeah. Yeah, Jay, just really really high winds out here. Now that we've got sunlight, we've been out here since way too early this morning. It was very, very dark until just about half an hour ago. So now we can really see the surf, and it is amazing. It is really, really cool to see. So, you know, if you want to go down and take a look, take a look. Although I just said in my live report, don't get too close. And, of course, I go down and film a video for Twitter, and the water comes up real quick, let me tell you. So yeah. You really want to be careful. I had to run back really quickly because it is amazing. So, anyway, Dune Road here in West Hampton Beach, some minor flooding, but people out here are used to that, especially on Dune Road. So really, it's just the wind, really high wind. You're going to, definitely, there's going to be erosion issues because you should just see the waves coming in now. But, you know, nothing compared to what we have going on in San Juan. We have Joe Torres over there right now. So that's the real serious issue. I think we're all going to be fine throughout this. We do know that National Guard is standing by, State Police, Department of Transportation. They've got all their equipment ready to go, but I don't foresee, right now there's no rain at all. No drops in West Hampton Beach. I think there's some out in Hampton Bays, maybe. Yeah. Bill Evans reported, but really, I think we're going to survive this, Jay.
No question about it. And the governor here yesterday, Steve Ballone, I heard his comments yesterday, very, very much in preparation mode. And they did a good job. Feared for the worst, and that's what you have to do is prepare for stuff like that. Some sporadic points of rain yesterday, and you kind of felt it. You know, the balmy conditions, it definitely felt as a tropical storm. But you're right, all eyes on our friends down in Puerto Rico with a Category 4 now. And even though a lot of people say, you know, a bit of a downgrade, you know, I don't know how much of a downgrade 155-mile-an-hour winds are, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's still very, very intense down there. Joe Torres had a live shot just about an hour ago where he was going to open up the door to his hotel room to show everyone the wind outside the room, and he literally couldn't open up the door. It was jammed shut because of the wind, so because of the pressure. So that's really where I think a lot of the concern needs to be. I think today, you know, Long Island, yes, there's going to be erosion, but, you know, this is the South Shore of Long Island. This is something that they have to deal with. This is why they build up the dunes so much during the season when they have time to do that, and hopefully, you know, everything will, there won't be too much damage, but there's definitely going to be some because the surf is really, really high.
There you go. No more video, please, all right, for the Twitter?
Yeah, I know. Goodness gracious. Here I am thinking I actually love storms. I love storms. I love seeing this stuff. So, of course, when you love being in this stuff, you think you can handle certain things. And let me tell you, we already had people coming down. It's only, you know, before 7. There people are coming down to take pictures of the water. So, be very careful because I should have been more. It comes up really quickly.
Very quickly. Well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Thanks again.
Thanks.
You got it. Kristen Thorne over in West Hampton Beach. And you heard of the erosion and the winds and everything else that are going to take place. Don't even think about going in the water. You get those rip currents. And I know there's a lot of storm watchers and, you know, they just kind of crave the aspect of taking a close look there. But it is treacherous out there.